Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:45, quarter till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Tommy Satanovich on this Thursday, September 23rd, day 25 of Ida recovery. I'm smiling, Tommy, because at Credence, that's right in our wheelhouse, isn't it?
Oh, man, let me tell you. But what a beautiful day today is. Let's go positive first.
Well, no, I'm just saying the song is great.
Oh, it's perfect. I'm driving across the wind stand looking at the lake and the sky and realizing that, you know, when I woke up this morning, that breeze, what a great day.
It is important to stay positive. It really is. I think that's got a lot to do with your success in your business and all walks of life. And also, you got to be very giving, which you are. You know, I think the world of you. Tell me about the oyster industry and what happened after Ida.
Well, it wasn't very giving, that's for sure. The path that Ida took by going into the Terrebonne Lafourche area was probably about, for an oyster and the oyster industry, about as bad a path as you could possibly have, because it churned all the waters in, you know, in that Terrebonne Lafourche area, which is a huge oyster growing area. And then you have the east side of the storm, which is usually the worst side, catching, you know, the east bank of the Mississippi River and, you know, and turning up all that water. Just not a good cocktail for the oyster industry. But, you know, we've got, you know, the Board of Health has really good systems in place to make sure that not only after a storm, but year round, that our oysters are safe. And that we don't, you know, that's one less thing that we have to worry about. Years ago, you know, we were constantly hearing on the news about, you know, oysters being contaminated and the Vibrio virus and people dying and all of that. Well, now, you know, the Board of Health has stepped, although it's still, we still have to worry, the Board of Health has stepped up the testing and making sure that our waters that the oysters come from are as perfect and good as they can be and clean and safe for us to eat oysters and have oysters. And lo and behold, after the storm, they closed all the bedding grounds. And just this past Sunday, they started opening some bedding grounds. Of course, everything in the Terrebonne Lafourche area is still closed. But this past week, they opened the east bank of the Mississippi River. So just pretty much everything from the Mississippi-Louisiana line all the way to the mouth of the river is currently open this week. So now we're starting to get beautiful, fresh Louisiana oysters again in the pipeline. And you know, the problem that we had with Ida, and I should say the problem the oyster industry had with the Ida, is now in the rearview mirror.
What about the areas that were hard hit? How long does it take something like that to recover, Tommy?
Well, they've got to be careful because, you know, when they do test the waters, you end up when you have certain areas like we have on the west bank of the river right now, that water is considered, and I say this carefully, but they'll consider that area polluted because it's so dirty and it's so churned up with mud and there's so much runoff coming from all of the rain that we had that the Board of Health considers that water polluted for oysters to be able to be harvested in. So when you have waters that are that bad, the testing process is completely different. There's a completely different protocol for pulling those oysters out of the water, where now they have to take not only the water to test it, but they have to take the protein product, the oysters, out of the water, take the meat, culture it, do what they do with it in a lab, and come back and say, yes, this is okay to consume. Once they get a negative test, so the oysters are okay, they have to do it again. They've got to get two tests back to back. And so the process is a lot longer. You know, the oyster bedding grounds now have a lot of debris and grass and mud that's settled on top of the oyster. That's not good. So these fishermen have to go out there and basically, like we have to rake our yard for the leaves, they have to go rake their beds to pull the oysters back on top so they can filter all of the water. Number one, it helps the water because oysters actually clean the water that they're in, and it actually helps them survive. So they kind of help themselves and they help the water at the same time. And nothing fixes that but time and the oyster fishermen going out there and raking their beds.
That sounds like backbreaking work, but the oyster business is. All right, Tommy, we'll take a break. We'll talk about, and to be clear, the oysters that you get at Drago's and at every other restaurant have been certified by the Board of Health. They are fully safe, and this is the time of year to eat them. Tommy, do not answer this now. Answer it when we come back, and I've never asked you this. I got to know if Tommy Satanovich likes his oysters raw on the half shell, if he likes them grilled, or if he likes them fried. Don't answer. You can find out. We'll find out when we come back. And y'all are listening right now, make up your mind in your head. Which would Tommy pick? And all is not a correct answer. He's got to pick one. Is it fried? Is it char-grilled? Or is it raw? We'll find out when we come back. 751 948 traffic now, WWL. All right, so the entire area is sitting with bated breath waiting because we're talking to Tommy Satanovich, who is the owner of Drago's, of course, here on WWL. I'm Tommy Tucker. Tommy is a community leader as well and does more good for more people than you would ever know, and he doesn't want you to know about it because that's the way he is. But, Tommy, the big question is, what does Tommy Satanovich prefer? Is it char-grilled, fried, or raw oysters? And I left out smoked and steamed because you can't eat them that way, but that's not what we're talking about here. So the answer is, if you had to pick one, what is it?
You know, I usually get, you know, what the subject is going to be and some of the questions you're going to ask. And now you throw a curveball question at me, and I'm going to hit it out the park for you with an unexpected hit here. Although I love raw, and I really, really, you know, love the char-broiled because it's just so unique with all the different flavors and nothing better than a great, you know, what Acme calls a peacemaker po' boy with oysters and shrimp on it. But it's neither one of, it's not any of those. It's a dish that we have on our menu sometimes. Oysters on brochette, and we use a little bit of a Jack Daniel's glaze on it. And that is just because it's got bacon and oysters and that sweet and Jack Daniel's glaze that we put on it. To me, that is my absolute favorite oyster dish that we serve. We put them on top. Every once in a while, we'll put them on top of red beans and rice on a Monday. And that way you get just a great flavor and combination. You know, how can you get better than oysters and bacon? Come on.
That sounds pretty damn good to me. I've never had it. I would go raw right now, but because it's just nothing like a good raw oyster where you can taste the water it came out of and the cold beer to wash it down. What about employees, Tommy? How you doing? You having a hard time after, I know COVID was kind of tough on you. What about after Ida?
You know, I feel for everybody in our industry right now because it's just a problem compounded on top of a problem. You know, labor issues and food cost in our industry right now is unlike it's ever been. It's very, very difficult. Although right now our Metairie restaurant, we did catch a little bit of damage. So a little bit, you know, some water came in the building and we're still waiting on carpet. So we haven't opened our Metairie location yet. The rest of our restaurants are all open. It's just you know, we're just competing with everybody else for labor right now. It's a little bit even more difficult because of all the contractors that are in and the gutting of homes and so people are leaving and going to there's a demand on labor employees right now, and so it just makes it a little bit tougher, and we just have to pay more for our employees and you know, just do not. You have to work it. It's you've got to do more with less, and that's the story of our industry right now. And we just have to work up, muddle our way through it. Let me tell you, restaurateurs are very, very resilient. They're good. They're going to figure it out, and we struggle with it, and we're going to get past it. And we're talking about the rearview mirror. Eventually, Ida's going to be in our rearview mirror completely, and we're going to be better from the experiences that we've gotten.
For today, as you said, let's just enjoy today. Be positive. It is beautiful. We'll be right back, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.